I'd like to look here in James chapter 1, first here in verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In Psalms 102 and verse 27, "But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. For thou art the same." We want to preach this morning on the subject, the unchangeableness of God. The unchangeableness of God. Or what 2,000 years cannot change. I believe during the lifetime of each of us, no doubt we've seen a lot of things change. Our ideas change. Our philosophies of life change. Science has changed. Practically everything we have to do with changes. But there are some things which do not change. And I'm thankful to God this morning that that's true. Because those things that do not change, we can depend on them. We can depend on them, knowing that they're the truth. And the truth does not change. And so our first thought this morning is that God does not change. God does not change. And I believe that this text here in James chapter 1 and verse 17 points that out very clearly this morning. With God, there is no variableness. There is no variations with God. There's no variations with God. There's no change with God. We can read these same verses that we read this morning. We can read them tomorrow. And they're going to read the very same thing. And so, there's no shadow of turning. There's no variations. There's no change with God. So what God tells us, we can believe because He doesn't change. And that's comforting to, for me this morning to know that when we look into the Word of God, we can see all the promises that God has for us in the Word of God, and we can trust in those. We can believe those. They're not going to change. They're not going to vary at all. The truths that the Lord has been pleased to show every one of us this morning, they are going to remain the same. We can depend upon them. And so, it's because God does not change. He is our sovereign God. He's ruling everything. All power, He says, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And over here in Hebrews chapter 1, I think bears that out very well here also. He says, "Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high." And so, what God tells us, we can believe. What He tells us, we can believe. Because He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. I believe that His grace is still sufficient for every one of our needs. His grace is sufficient. We can depend upon that. We can rest in that. Regardless of the condition of your life right this very moment, the condition of your heart right now, the things that you're going through, the hard times that you have in dealing with things in your life, we can tell you this morning that His grace is still sufficient to help you, to encourage you, to lift you up, and to strengthen you, and give you the grace that you stand in need of to bear up under those things that may be troubling you in your life this morning. Isn't that a blessing? Aren't you thankful that we can depend upon God and His grace is sufficient to help us regardless of what we go through? Now, we want to notice also that His Word doesn't change. His Word doesn't change. Now, the devil has tried to change it with all the different versions of the Bible that we have today. The devil has tried to change it. But the Lord said here that there is no variations with God. And I'm thankful that we can go to this good old King James Version and we can have the truth that God intended for us to have. Now, God's Word is true. His Word is true. In fact, in the Gospel of John, turn back here to the Gospel of John chapter 17. In John 17, notice verse 17. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Thy Word is truth. His Word is truth. And we can depend upon it. I believe that the Word of God will get the job done. That's all we need to do, is teach the Word of God, preach the Word of God, stand upon the Word of God. And so, there's many today that deny the Word of God. They deny the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, he says, "For all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and for..." Turn over there. In 2 Timothy 3:16. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for" what? It's profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly or fully equipped, furnished unto all good works. And so we can depend upon the Word of God. We can depend upon it. We can depend upon it to be our final rule of faith and practice. We can know that we're living right. We can know that we are believing the truth. We can know that. We don't have to be in the dark. He has never left us in the dark concerning the things that He wants us to do, the way that He wants us to live our Christian life, the way that we can honor and glorify His name. He has not left us in the dark concerning those things. But a lot of times we try to change it. We try to change it. We'll say sometimes, "Well, I don't believe that it means that. I don't believe that it means that. I believe that it means this." But the Word of God is going to stand. And it's going to stand in the day of judgment. And we're going to have to stand before God and give an account to God for what we've done with the Word of God that He left us here to practice. And so His Word is not going to change. Because it's written, as we see here in 2 Timothy 3:16, it's written with the finger of God. And it's not going to change. And we may differ. And we may change our positions doctrinally. But His Word is going to remain the same. Sinner friend, you can depend upon it to deliver you from the sinful state that you're in at this present moment. The Word of God is the only stable thing that you can turn to and to receive help. That's it. You're not going to get to heaven any other way. If you get to heaven, if you're going to be saved, you're going to be saved according to what God has to say about His salvation. And so, the Word of God is the only thing that we can turn to, we that are saved by the grace of God. The Word is the only thing that we can turn to, and we can receive comfort. We can receive joy, and we can receive peace, and we can receive instruction. But we're turning to everything except the Word of God. And so, blessings and fulfillment of our Christian life can only be found in the Word of God. You know, people can say a lot of comforting things to us, but there's nothing that can comfort your heart and your soul like the Word of God can. When you're down and out and you're discouraged, you're depressed, you can go to the Word of God and you can receive comfort. You can receive peace. You can have joy. And only the Word of God can produce that. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you found throughout your Christian life? And there's a lot of things that trouble us. There's a lot of things that trouble us. But I'm thankful that we have God. That we have the Word of God that we can turn to and we can depend on. And it's not going to change. It's not going to change. It's not going to vary any at all. We see also this morning that sin hasn't changed. Sin hasn't changed. Men, women, boys, and girls are still sinners. And they've been sinners ever since the time of Adam. Men are no different today than they have ever been. They're not any different. They are still completely depraved. I don't believe in a partial depravity. I believe that every man, woman, boy, and girl that's ever been born into this world or that ever will be born into the world is totally depraved. The Bible says in Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And who can know it? That has read the same all of these years up to this very moment. Man is still in that condition. The Lord says there in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, where He says there's none good, no, not one, that still reads the same today, hasn't changed. Man is still lost and in his sin. In Romans chapter 3, turn over there with me to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. And notice verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. No, not one. Look at Romans 3:23, where He says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That still reads the same. It has not changed. And it'll read the very same thing tomorrow. And it'll read the same thing next week when you read it, or next month when you read it. Man is still lost. Man in his depraved condition is still a sinner. He still stands in need of the grace of God. He still stands in need of the Holy Spirit of God to convict him and to show him that he's a sinner. Still the same. I believe that sin still ruins lives. Sin has always ruined lives. And sin still ruins lives. It'll ruin your character. It'll ruin your personality. Now let me say this also. The personality and the character of Satan has not changed either. Sin is still the cause of all the trouble that's in our world today. I believe that sin still cuts off God's blessings. Do you want God's blessings upon your life? You want God's blessings upon your home? And we surely want God's blessings upon our church. And if this is going to happen, we're going to have blessings upon our life, we're going to have blessings upon our home, and we're going to have blessings upon our church, we're going to have to get rid of the sin. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sin still ruins lives, still ruins homes and churches. Gossip and slandering and backbiting, that still ruins churches. You can blame it onto what you want, but the sin is the cause of all of the defeat in our Christian life. All the troubles of our homes, and all the worldliness in our churches. All the coldness, all the backsliding is due to sin. You know, we need this preached to us, don't we? I believe that sin is the world's greatest problem, has always been the greatest problem, and it'll continue to be. Sin hasn't changed. If it's changed, it's changed to the worse. Now let me say this also, that man's basic need hasn't changed. Man's basic need hasn't changed. Man's basic need is to be saved, to be made a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ, to be born again. That is still man's basic need. You're here and lost without Christ, never been saved by the grace of God. The greatest need that you have this very moment is to be saved by the grace of God. To know that you're saved. To know that you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. All eternity depends on it. You're not going to get to heaven without being saved. You're not going to get to heaven without being born again. You can have your name on a church roll. You could have been baptized when you was a child. But you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven with that. You must have a personal experience of the grace of God in your heart. You must trust Him. You must trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to depend on what Jesus Christ did personally for you on the cross of Calvary. Just depend on the finished work of Christ. I believe that this is the greatest need that a person could ever have or ever will have. You say, no, Brother Jones, the greatest need that I have is to get married. I'm so in love with her. Or I'm so in love with him. And that's the greatest need that I have. No, That's not your greatest need. The greatest need you have is to be saved by God's grace. And as Jesus said there in John chapter 3, except a man be born again, he cannot enter or he cannot see the kingdom of God. And God has not changed the way in which He borns people again. There's a lot of new inventions. There's a lot of test tube babies. But you know they're trying to do the very same thing spiritually today. Can't do it. You can't do it. He saves sinners the same today as He did the very first ones that He ever saved. Down through the years, man has tried to change the way of salvation. But He still remains the same. Man's plan has always been based on human effort, on good works, on just living a good, clean, moral life. And you know there's many people that believe that today. They believe as long as they just put forth some good efforts, and they just put forth some good works, and as long as I don't sin real bad, I'll make it. As long as I just live a good life, I'm going to make it. Many feel that way. But the new birth, salvation by grace through faith, still remains the same. It's still man's basic need today. It hasn't changed. It never will change. So we just simply need to stick with the Lord's way of salvation. And that's repentance and faith toward our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What are you depending on to get to heaven? And I'm asking you this morning the most important question that you will ever answer in your life. What are you depending on to get to heaven? Say, Brother Jones, I was baptized when I was younger. That's not the question I ask you. What are you depending on to get to heaven? When you die, do you know that you're going to heaven? What are you depending on? You say, I have my name on a church roll. There's many that have their name on a church roll. They're not going to make it. That will not get you to heaven. Having your name on a church roll is not going to get you to heaven. That just gives you a false security. That's all it gives you. That's all you have. I want you to know that's all you have. You have false security. You are not secure at all. You're in worse shape than you've ever been. And so, I'm thankful that God has provided a way of salvation. And let me say this also, that death and judgment hasn't changed. Death and judgment hasn't changed. In Hebrews chapter 9, in Hebrews chapter 9. Turn back here with me. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Men have died in times past, and men, women, boys, and girls are still dying today. As quick as I can click my finger, somebody is dying right now. Death faces each one of us, unless the Lord comes back and takes us out. But it's just as sure as it has always been. It hasn't changed. You cannot defeat death. The only way you're going to defeat death is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
We're going to leave this earth, and we're going to stand before God someday. And we all need to be ready to face the Lord. Whether you're saved, whether you're lost, death works 24 hours a day. Never a holiday. Works 24 hours a day. Unless the Lord comes back, every single one of us are going to die. Today may be your day. Tomorrow may be your day. This next week may be your day. Yes, now, Brother Jones, I got my plans all made today. It only takes the Lord that long to interrupt your plans. Make your calling and election sure. Be sure that you know that you're saved without a shadow of a doubt before you leave this building. You know, we always look at other people. And we look at the way other people die. And we say to ourselves, I'm never going to die. I'm not going to die that way. I'm not going to die today. I'm not going to die this next week. We don't know when we're going to die. Not a one of us. And seeing that we don't know when we're going to die, the wisest thing for you to do is to be sure that you make your calling and election sure. Be sure that you've repented of your sins, that you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Do you know? And then we see also the need for the preaching of the gospel hasn't changed. Man will never be saved without hearing the gospel and believing the gospel. And this is the reason that we're Missionary Baptist. What is $8,000 if one soul is saved? And so Christ commands us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And this need will continue until the Lord comes back. He's not going to change His mind about that. The need is still the same. Preaching the gospel to every creature. So, God does not change. Death and judgment hasn't changed. Sin hasn't changed. The way that God preserves His children hasn't changed. God's plan of salvation hasn't changed. And the plan that He has for His church hasn't changed. People still get into the Lord's church the very same way as they always have by scriptural baptism. He's not going to change these doctrines for anybody. He said during His personal ministry, "Upon this rock I will build my church." And it is His church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You may be here saved by the grace of God. Are you in the Lord's church? You know, it's great to be saved and know you're on your way to heaven. But it's also glorious to know that you received scriptural baptism at the hands of a New Testament Baptist church. To be in the bride of Christ. What a blessing. And so, there's some places that haven't changed. Hell hasn't changed. There's still a hell. Modernists and others try to do away with hell. But I believe when God says fire, He means fire. When He says gold, I believe He means gold. Don't you? When He says heaven, I believe He means heaven. So these things have not changed. They're the same today as they always have been. They're unchangeable truths from our unchangeable God. His kind of church has not changed. Baptism has not changed. The way He wants us to observe the Lord's Supper has not changed. You know, we want God to conform His Word to our way of living. Do we not? Our attitude is, Lord, if anybody's going to change, it's going to be You. And to many today, it doesn't matter what the preacher says. It doesn't matter what the Lord says. Because I'm not going to change my style of living for anybody. Not even for the Lord. And that's what many are saying today. You know, people want something different. Something different. But the Lord changes not. And I thank God this morning that He does not change. You're here and lost. Not saved. Your need is still the same. The greatest need you have is to trust the Lord today. Depend on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what's going to get you to heaven. What are you depending on to get to heaven? I can't emphasize that enough. What are you depending on? Well, Brother Jones, I'm depending on what Jesus Christ did for me. I'm not depending on my baptism. I'm not depending on my church membership. I'm not depending on any of those things. I'm depending on what Jesus Christ did for me and what I have inside, what He did for me inside. That's what I'm depending on. Be pretty safe. But maybe you haven't. Maybe you've never repented of your sins, put your faith and trust in the Lord, and the Spirit of God has spoken to you this morning. Why don't you come?